October 18, 1979, on Thursday continued.
So he destroyed, he killed. This is the historical fact. I mean, who does this? Wiped out the whole base Hashanah. Whole base Hashanah. Vishira Selayimik. And we just left one girl. One girl. Kihose Sayimukte, Kaboya Minsede. Kihose Hayimukte. When this girl saw that he wanted to marry her, so she went up to the roof and she committed suicide. Now, Josephus, so now Rashi, the Ritvo, the Rashbo, I mean, all the Rishayim mentioned, so apparently they considered Josephus' account reliable. And like this, it is reliable. And very, very seldom does Josephus disagree with Chazal. Very, very seldom. Of course, he disagrees with Chazal on one incident, on the whole Misamidosh. So according to Chazal, and of course, according to the truth, so Titus Orosho, I mean, as he is labeled, Titus Orosho was the one who destroyed Misamidosh. But Josephus, for an obvious reason, he was the secretary of Titus. So he describes Titus as one of the biggest saints that ever lived. Mishaches in Ecclesiastes. I mean, Titus, he was the biggest friend of the Jewish people, Titus also. I mean, it's Titus Atzadik, according to Josephus. He had to lie that way, otherwise his head would have been chopped off. So this is one thing on which he disagrees completely with Chazal. But on the whole, wherever he had no idea, Josephus' account is in harmony with the account that is given by Chazal. Now, but on this one point, so many historians say that he is in disagreement with Chazal, because Josephus says that Ahuriya Nikte was married to Hodes. He had 10 wives, but one of the wives was a descendant. Was a descendant of the Hashanoim, and he was married to her, and he had the name of this Yenukte was Miriam, and she was the daughter of Alexander, and Alexander was the son of Aristobel, and the mother of Miriam was Alexandre, and Alexandre was the daughter of Hucanus. Hucanus and Aristobel were two brothers. They were both sons of Yanai HaMelech. So in other words, so Alexander, the son of Aristobel, married Alexandre, the daughter of Hucanus, was the first cousin. And Miriam was their daughter. Miriam was their daughter. And then Hudes, according to Josephus, Miriam was one of Hudes' wives. He had 10 wives. So Miriam was one of Hodes' wives, and then Hodes had, through Miriam, he had 4 children. He had four children. So, two daughters and two sons. So, and the two sons, so one was Alexander. So there were so many Alexanders in the family. So, and one was Aristobulus, and I mean, he was Aristobulus the third. He was Aristobulus the third, or Aristobulus the fourth. He was Aristobulus the fourth. So, and then he had two daughters. Here the Gemara says, Nos leino beiset in ekes. So it appears, Yim hachom ahugav rebasko ledom akol avde dimorid hashke mitzlach kom katrinu vikule mohoset vishayres alayim mukte. So Pashtes Aloshin would indicate that according to this Gemara that he didn't marry her, he only tried to marry her. But Josephus writes that he was married to her and he had four children through her. So, but it's really not spelled out here in the Gemara. Because Yina Hachoma Hugavre, because Josephus himself writes that he married her. Balkocha, I mean, she didn't want to be married. I mean, he killed her father, he killed her mother, he killed her grandfather, her uncles, everybody. I mean, and then ultimately he killed his own children too. I mean, but so she hated him, and she even plotted to have him killed. So, in other words, he lived with her. He wasn't married. I mean, there was no gdushin balkocha. There was no gdushin, but he just forced her. He lived with her, and she plotted against him. But he wanted kaboy leminse that he tried to prevail upon her that she should agree to be his queen. So that is the pshat in the Gemara, the kaboy leminse. But the fact is that he lived with her, he had children with her. So she was disgusted. At first she tried to have him killed, and she wasn't successful in it. So she decided to commit suicide. Now Josephus writes that he killed her, because Josephus lived in Rome and he didn't know, because he knew that Herodias killed everybody. And here he heard that she died an unnatural death. So he drew the natural conclusion that how did she die an unnatural death? So he assumed, he took it for granted, that Herodias killed her. But Chazal knew the facts better than Josephus. So the fact was that she was one member of the Hashemitic family who committed suicide. And if she hadn't committed suicide, he certainly would have killed her. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But she was magnificent herself by committing suicide. So there is no stira between Josephus' account and what the Gemara says here. So slikel yigre v'home kore. Omre, kol man diosev yoma mubis hashinoye kasine abdeu. The v'yishtayre minoye elahi yenukte. Now, this, again, it's very misleading. The Pashtus Haloshin is very misleading, because from this Gemara it appears that he killed everybody. There was no descendant of the Hashanoim, and the only one that remained was she herself. And she committed suicide, so no one was left. But you'll see that the Ramban in Gdushin, the Ramban in Dushin also says that there were descendants that were left. So what's the pshat in what the Gemara says here? That Rome Kole Omre Koman Yose Roma Mis Hashmenoi Kasine Abel Vishtairem Neyal Yie Nukte Vayie Nukte Noflem Yikrele Are. In other words, according to Josephus, so he had four children. He had four children. I wrote down, I mean, I looked it up, I mean, the names of the children. So he had two sons, that was Alexander and Aristobulus. And then Aristobulus was the father of Agrippus. Agrippus was the grandson of Herodias. Agrippus the first, and then there was Agrippus the second, who was the Melech at the time of the Churban Bayis. So he had two sons, and the name Fumiyam, and the name of the sons were Alexander and Aristobulus. And then he had two daughters. So one daughter's name was Salampsio, and the other daughter's name was Cypris. Now, they all got married in their family, the children. This is important in order to understand the thesis here. So Hudes had two daughters, by Miriam. One was Salampsio, who was married to Paziel, so her first cousin, who was himself the son of Phaseus of Paziel. So I mean, the father and the son, they had the same name. Who was himself the son of Phaseus, Paziel, Hudes' brother. In other words, that the daughter, one daughter was Salampsio, the other daughter was Cypris. And the daughter Salampsio was married to Paziel the second, who was her first cousin, and who was himself the son of Paziel the first, who was Hudes' brother. And the other daughter was Cypris. So again, Cypris, the other daughter of Hudes, was married to her first cousin Antipater, who was the son of Salome, Hudes' sister. So they all got married, and the Ramban in Kush mentions that. How did the Rishayim know that? They all got it from Josephus, and all the Rishayim knew Josephus very well. And it seems that the Rishayim knew Latin very well, because they read not just the abridged form of Yosef, that is a small book, but they read the original of Josephus, and that was not translated into Hebrew until modern times. So obviously, the Ritvo, when he read Josephus, in Latin. He couldn't have read it any other way. So Phasilus, who was the husband of Salampsio, the son-in-law of Hudes, so he had five children. So Phasilus was married to Salampsio. Paziel the second married Salampsio, the daughter of Hudes, and they had five children. So who were the five children? So Antipater, and then Hudes, Alexander, and two daughters, Alexandra and Cypris, another Cypris. So this was a granddaughter of Hudes. This Cypris was married to Agrippa the first, and she was the mother of Agrippa the second. Now, who was the mother of Agrippa the first? So the mother of Agrippa the second was Cypris, and Cypris was a daughter of Salampsio. Salampsio was a daughter of Hudes and a daughter of Miriam. So in other words, Miriam was a granddaughter of Hukenes and Aristobulus. So Miriam was from the Mishpachas Kehani, from the Mishpachas Hashmonoi, and she was the mother of Salampsio. She was the mother of Salampsio, and Salampsio was the mother of Cypris, and Cypris was the mother of Agrippa the second. Now, who was the mother of Agrippa the first? So, who was the sister, Shlomit, and she had a daughter, Bernice. So Bernice was the mother. She married Aristobel, who was the son of Hudes. Hudes had two sons, Aristobel and Alexander. Aristobel the fourth and Alexander. Alexander was probably the fifth, I don't know what. I think he was the fifth, Alexander the fifth. So Aristobel the fourth married Bernice, and Bernice was the daughter of Shlomit, who was the sister of Hudes. So Bernice was the mother of Agrippa the first, and Cypris, who was herself a descendant of the Beis Hashmonaim, was the mother of Agrippa II. That will enable us to understand the Rashi and cases. You see, the Shemin didn't say just like that. They didn't speak in a vacuum. They knew everything that he said, so had a reason as to why Rashi says one way and Tesis says the other. Anyway, so then here it says, She made an announcement before she committed suicide. So Miriam made an announcement that Kol Mandrose Roman bis Hashminoi Kwasine Abdu the Steiger when they are here mikte. That's herself. By here mikte not for Mikraare. But the fact is that she left four children. When she died, when she committed suicide, so she left four children. So why does she say to the Steiger when they are here mikte? The answer is a very simple answer. They were very little. They were little children. And at that time, in other words, she made an announcement and she said, Kol Mandrose, whoever will come now and will say now, I am from Bishashnoim, so it's not a child who will come up. She didn't anticipate that right after her death. So a child who is 2 or 3 or 4 years old will come and make an announcement, I am the Yeresh of the Bishashnoim. So in other words, she anticipated that a grown up will make such an announcement because who does try to falsify the facts? And even though he really had 4 children who were descendants of Yitzchak Elohim, but he had many other children and grandchildren, and he attributed them also to Yitzchak Elohim, and that was a lie. So she said, Kol man diose bioman Yitzchak Elohim kasine. So Abdu. In other words, as far as her 4 children are concerned, well, they wouldn't make such an announcement. They wouldn't make such an announcement, and so Vahim's Gunshaibamine, now of the grown ups. So the only one that remained of the Beis Hashinoim is myself, Hayi Yenukte. But Vahi Yenukte, not for Nigelare, so there is no steep conflict between Josephus' report, account, and the Gemara. Vahi Yenukte Nofla Migrar told her, so after she was dead, he hid her in Hana.
How did she call herself Yenuk if she had 4 kids already?
No, that's the Gemara calls Yenuk a young woman too.
4 kids?
Yenuk doesn't mean a baby. Yenuk means a young woman can be called Yenuk.
Well, how young? Four kids
can
be young.
She was probably over 20. She was probably over 20. So, Ike Damre, Vahi Yenuk de Nofre Mikrare, Tom de Sheva Shmi, Bedufshi. I mean, he was a big Metzeach Hurdes. I mean, Hurdes and Yana Amalech were the two individuals for upon whose death the Chachomim proclaimed the Yom. After all, I mean, there are so many tzdukim and so many rishoyim in the Baal Shem. I mean, Kahanim Devim, so many tzdukim were, Kahanim Devim were, so many of the Kahanim Devim, the Gemara in Yume says, were tzdukim. They had to be mashbia every king godol yom kippur because they were afraid on account of the frequency of the Kfir and Teresh Baal Peh among the king Kahanim Devim. So they had to be mashbia every king godol. But the Chachomim did not declare as a Yontef every time a Tzuki, a King Godol, or a Melech died. As a matter of fact, Hukenes, the father, Hukenes the first, who was, now, it's important to know the genealogy of the Beis Hashmonoi and the Shaykhs of Hurdes family with the Beis Hashmonoi. Now, so you know Matisyo, but Matisyo's father was also a king, but Matisyo's father. And according to, we say, in the Tfilas, we say, Bimei Matisyo ben Yechanan king Gol. Ben Yechanan king Gol. So Matisyo's father was Yechanan, and he was a king Gol. And the Rambam says in the Pirushan Mishneh, that he is one of the Tanoim that is mentioned in the Mishnah in Seite and in other Mishnayos. That was Matisyo's father. He was a king godol and he was one of the Tanoim. Then his son was Matisyo. He started a revolt against the Syrian Greeks, against Antiochus Epiphanes. So, and then Matisyo was king godol, and then when Matisyo died, so Yehuda Maccabi, he became the leader of the Jewish people, and he was also King Godel. And then when Yehuda Maccabi was killed in battle, so then his brother Yonosan became the King Godel. And then, but just King Godel, not Melech. And then when Yonosan was killed, so his brother Shimon became King Godel and Melech. His brother Shimon became King Godel and Melech. And then when Shimon died, so up to Shimon, so they were all tzaddikim, the Beis Hashinoi. They were all tzaddikim. And then when Shimon died, so his son Hurkenes, Yechanan Hurkenes, became King Godel and Melech. Now, Yechanan Hurkenes, the Gemara says that for the bulk of his life, he was a tzaddik. Yechanan Hurkenes. He was King Godel and he was Melech. But then there was an Ishmael, Elazar ben Pior, and he was made tzilaz on the Chachomim. That the Chachomim said about Hurkenes that he's possibly Kone, because in the Nishbeis, the Gemara in Dushi discusses it, and the Chachomim didn't pass on him. The Chachomim did not pass on him, it wasn't true. So because of that, Shmuel, that Elazar ben Pior, Hoyoshom, Ishmael Echot, the Elazar ben Pior, Shmei. So he said to Hurkenes that the Chachomim that Anoyim are his enemies. So then became Yitzhuki. So the Chachomim say that one should never be sure. Altimani be'atzmecho. Shari Hurkenes hoyo tzadik kol yomo ulacha pin shomo nasi Yitzhuki. So in other words, so the Hashinoyim were tzadikim until Hurkenes, and Hurkenes himself was also a tzaddik gamur until he became Yitzhuki. But even though he became Yitzhuki, so the Chachomim don't talk against him. Then because he had many miles and he was a tzaddik Rav Yomov, and became Yitzhuki because of a bilbul that was made by Elazar ben Pior. He was an Ishmael. And then when Hurkenes died, the first one who was his successor and was King Godel and Melech was Aristobul the First. And then Aristobul died without children. So Yana HaMelech was his brother. So he was, that's in accordance with the Dina Torah. I mean, he was miyavim her, so he married her. Now she was an almoneh. King Godel is not allowed to take an almoneh. But at the time when he was miyavim her, he was not appointed as King Godel as yet. After he was miyavim her and he married her, so he was appointed. King Godel, Yana HaMelech. But Yana HaMelech married Shlomit. Shlomit was the sister of Shimon Meshetach. She, of course, was a tzitkonis. She was the sister of Shimon Meshetach, and she was first the wife. She was first the wife of Aristobul the First. And when Aristobul the First died without children, so then Yanai, so he married her, and then he became the successor of Hurkenes. And Hurkenes and Aristobul the First, and he became King Godel. So he didn't have to divorce her because he married the Almono before he was King Godel. So it was the Heter. And Yanai was also a Rosh Gomo, Kol Yomov. Hurkenes was a Tzaddik, Kol Yomov. But then at the end of his life, as an old man of 80, so he became Yitzhuki. But Yanai is Perishose Mitrilose Vatzeite. Yanai was also a Ritzeach, and he killed many Tanoim, just like Hurkenes. Hurkenes was a bigger Ritzeach than Yanai. Now, Yanai HaMelech was a Tzuki, and Yanai HaMelech killed many Tanoim. Many Tanoim. And when he died, so he told his wife, Shlomit, that even though he persecuted He persecuted the Tanoim, the Pushim, but the Pushim are nice people, and she shouldn't be afraid of the Pushim, even though he killed so many of the Pushim. So, and then Shlomit became queen. Shlomit became the queen and the Malka, because that was the Tzavoye of Yana HaMelech, and his son Hukes, and he left. Yana HaMelech had two sons. He had, the older one was Hukes, and the second one was Aristobulus. That was Aristobulus the second. Now, Hukes was the older one, so when Yana HaMelech died, so Hukes became King Godel, and Yana HaMelech's wife, Shlomit, the sister of Shimon ben Shetach, she became the queen. She became the queen. And then, when Shlomit died, so at first, Aristobel was the Melech. And the King Godel. Aristobel was the Melech, and then he was the King Godel, he pushed out Hukes. So, and after that, so, and now Yana HaMelech took possession of Eretz Edom. It wasn't the Adenim, because Bos Achirev Ubil was from Kulei, and many of the people of Edom, so were Misgayel, and some of them were Misgayel Shem Avdus. So one of those was Misgayel Shem Avdus, was Antipater, and he was a big Roshe, so he became an Edom. He was the father of Hodes. The father of Hodes, and the father of Shlomit, and the father of Paziel. Paziel was Hudas' brother, Shlomit was Hudas' sister, Antipater was Misgayel Shem Avdus. So, the reason as to why Hudas is an Eved is because Hudas' father was Antipater, he was an Eved, and Hudas' mother was also in Shifre, because they were all Misgayel. With Shem Avdus, when Yana HaMelech conquered Edoim, so this was Antipater. Antipater was the first one who was Misgayel Shem Avdus, and his son was Hodes. His son, and then he had another son who was Paziel. And then he had a daughter whose name was Shlomit. So they were Avodim and Shifras, I believe. Now, that was Hodes. And then Antipater manipulated to convince Hukeles that his brother Aristobulus was plotting to kill him. It wasn't true. And because of that, he managed to have Aristobulus taken captive, and then Hukeles became king. So at first Aristobulus was king, and then Antipater, through his artifice and his ritziches, so he manipulated that Aristobulus should be taken captive in Rome, and then Hyrcanus became king. And then Hyrcanus became king. And then, but Hyrcanus was a nice person, but he was a very weak person. So Hudes at one time killed a certain person. So Shimon ben Shetach, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Avdi shall Hudes, Avdi shall Yanai killed a certain person. Who was the Avdi? The Avdi of Yanai. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say, but Josephus tells the story, and he says the Avdi, the Yanai, was Hudes. So he was a big Ritzayach, and he killed many people. So then Shimon ben Shetach called him again. But there is aloche, a mikabli, in this elo, el mitmei baldin. So if an eved, so is a ritzeach, so you cannot be mikabli this unless he's odin. Unless he's odin is present. So Shimon ben Shetach was a fearless person, and he wasn't afraid of anybody. Shimon ben Shetach, he was a brother-in-law of Yana HaMelech. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shimon ben Shetach called Yanai, and he said to Yana HaMelech, Yana HaMelech hamid al raglech. And Yana HaMelech wanted to protect all this, but Shimon ben Shetach was not afraid of him. But then, some other members of the Sanhedrin were not as courageous as Shimon ben Shetach So who can ask them? I mean that they should postpone the Gmardin for a day. So the Mele, so he agreed. So in the meantime, after Yana HaMelech escaped, he escaped to Rome, and then they couldn't execute, I mean they couldn't convict Hordes. So that is the story of Hordes. Now Hordes was an Eved, he was the son of Antipater, who was an Eved, and his mother was a Shifre. They were all Misgaya. They were all Misgaya Rishim Amos. Now, so then when Hordes, and there was a change of Melochim in Rome, so one king was assassinated, another king became some Mele, Hordes was able to manipulate. So first his father Antipater manipulated that Aristobulus should be deposed, and Hyrcanus should become the king. And then Hordes manipulated with the Roman Malchus that Hyrcanus should be deposed, and he became king. So then Hordes himself, by decree of the Roman Empire, became king. And then Hyrcanus escaped, and then he brought him back, and he promised him immunity, and at the beginning he showed him affection and gave him a lot of glory, but then he manipulated that somebody should drown Hyrcanus, I mean he should kill Hyrcanus. And he manipulated that every member of the Hashemoyim family should be killed, should be assassinated, either by putting poison in the food or by drowning him. I mean, he was a big betrayer. So Megillas Tainis, it's mentioned that the day when Yana HaMelech died and the day when Hordes died, so these 2 days were enacted by the Chachomim as Yom Tevin. And for the duration of the Baal Sheni, they were celebrated as Yom Tevin, and it was also the Hester of the times. Because Yana HaMelech and Hordes were both Rishoyim, Gmurim, Rala Shabayim, Rala Breiz. So there were many Rishoyim in the Baal Sheni, many Tzukim, Kian, Deirim, Milochim, but only the days when Yana HaMelech and Hordes died were declared as Yom Tevin, because that was a relief for Klal Yisrael, the days when they died, because there was a relief for Klal Yisrael. They killed so many of the Chachmi Yisrael, and besides Chachmi Yisrael, they killed other Jews. Now, so this is the story. So Tom de Sheva Shlim Bidufshi, Ike Damre Boalel, Ike Damre Loi Boalel, Damre, some waits after her death, is Boalel. Damre Lo Boalel Hodi Tamne, so I mean he was a barbaric, perverted person who is. In other words, because people were saying that he lived with her by force and that she never agreed to become his wife, to become his queen. So he wanted to prove that ultimately she agreed that she liked him. So because of that, he hid her in Hanukkah. So he said, who is the one who is fighting me, who is defying my authority? The Pushi, the Chachomi. Rabbon, kom kakrino mikule Rabbon. So he killed, it doesn't mean that he killed all the Rabbon, I mean, besides Boven Gute. The Gemara says, Shafu Boven Gute, so one could be misled and assume that all the other Tanoim he killed. It's not so, I mean. Other Tanoim we didn't kill either. I mean, he spared Shammai, he spared Hillel. But many Chachomim killed. I mean, Maratz Chayes mentions that. That's the Derech Hashas. When they say Mikule, it doesn't mean, it's the Russian Guzman, it doesn't mean Mikule Rabbonon. It means many Rabbonon. So Shafke Mibon Ben Gute. So Shafke Mibon Gute. So Bobo Ben Bute is spared. He spared other Chachamim too. But Bobo Ben Bute was one of the Tanoim whom he spared. Shavke li Bobo Ben Bute li Mishkal Eitzim. Adelaide clearly. So Dailin clearly sleep blinded. He took out his eyes. So he took out his eyes. He was a very corrupt person, Buddhist. So Yemachat, as a matter of fact, I think that Josephus mentions in one place that Julius Caesar, when he heard that that Judas killed his own children, so he says, it's better, this is what Julius Caesar says, it's better to be Hazar in Rome than to be a child of Judas in Yerushalayim. This is what Julius Caesar says. So, Nakhileine, Yemechat, Osef Yosef Kamei, Omar, Chosema, so you know, he failed, he misrepresented himself. In other words, he had to make him lying rather than with him, in order to test him, because, and for many years he suffered from Shigas too, and several times he tried to commit suicide, and his servants saved him, they stopped him from committing suicide. So he made Bob Ben Gute blind in order to be able to test him. And then he came before him, and he feigned, he misrepresented himself, he impersonated himself. And he told Bobo Ben Gute that he is a Jew, I mean, who is very hostile, who is very disturbed by the Mitziches of Hodes. But it was actually Hodes himself. And Bobo Ben Gute didn't know that it was Hodes himself. So Bobo Ben Gute really thought that it was another Jew who was trying to find a way how to get rid of Hodes. Omar Chosema, so he said before Bobo Ben Gute, Hai Abdi Bishop, this corrupt Eved, in other words, Hodes, my beloved, look what he did, he such a Mitzayach. He killed so many. Chachomi, Omalei, my Eved, so Bobo Ben Gute said, what can I do? I mean, I'm helpless. I have no power. Omalei, Niltema, you should curse him. Omalei, Ksiv, Gambi, Madoachom, Melech, Altikai. Even your thoughts, you shouldn't curse a melech. Omalei halav melechu, in other words, because he took the power by force. He's a tyrant. Omalei ulev rosha ve'alme, uksiv uchadri mishkot kol nisikal zikal roshia. What does it mean, roshia? Roshia means someone with power. So you shouldn't curse an roshia. It's what so. And Noshir, even though he's very corrupt and very wicked, and he does a lot of harm to the people, you shouldn't curse him even in the bedroom when no one is around him, because you can never tell. Because Kein Hashemayim Yelich Hasakeh. In other words, there might be spies. So, Uvichadrei Mishkoshot Vikal Noshir, so he says, so we're not allowed to curse. V'lo Yehei Ol Nosi, Uksiv Nosi Dam Chol Yisoyer. Now the question arises, the love of Nosi Bam Chol Yisoyer, the Rambam says, applies to the Melech or to the Reish Sanhedrin. They both have Shem Nosi. Now, so Hudes, all right, he called himself Melech, but he certainly did not have a name of Melech because he said, I love Melech. Why? Because everything was taken by force. He was just a tyrant who seized power in his hands by force. No, the people did not consent to his authority, so Melech is not a Melech. He did not have a Melech. He certainly did not have a din of a Nosi of Sanhedrin. So, and the love of Nosi Bam Chol Yisoyer, the love of Nosi Bam Chol Yisoyer has reference to Nosi. So when Hudes told Bobo Ben Gute that he's not in Melech, so why did he say Luhelo Nosi? If he's not in Melech, so how could he be in Nosi? He certainly couldn't be the Nosi of Sanhedrin. If he didn't have a din of a Melech, because he seized power by force, royal authority by force, so how could he have a din of a Nosi of Sanhedrin? The answer is, I think that the answer is, because the Tiraskian, now there is a law, Nosi Bam Chol Yisoyer, and then there is a law of Lekim Yisoyer. Now the law of Lekim Yisoyer, so the Lekim here is Kedesh and Chayo, that's the reason as to why I say Lekim. But it's Kedesh because it is the law for Birkas Hashem, for Megadi, and it's also the Azore. This also implies the Azore for Kilo as Dayo. Dayo means Isomach. The Midrash Barabai is Elohim. So they only trailer. So here, the Elikim Musikale is both Kedesh and Chel. It has two meanings. First, it has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the Azore against Birkas Hashem, and it also has reference to Edayon, to Edayon Isomuch, who is called Elohim. V'nigash Balabai is Elohim. So that's one love. A love against Kilas Dayon. And then there is a love of Kilas Nosi. The Rambam says that if somebody will be Nikalei, and then there is a love of Nisikal Chadash. So, how about being Nikalei as Tami Jew, who is neither a Chadash, he is not dead, and he is not Tinosi, and he is not Idayot. So, the Tereskeyanin deduces it from the posik of Nosi and Chadash. So we deduce it. Now, so in other words, so the love against the clover of any Jew, so is deduced from the posik of Wisikal Cheresh and Vinosibam Cholisov and the Likim Wisikal. Now, the Rambam Sivram Mitzvahs, when he mentions one love against Kilas Nosi. One love against Kilas Dayan, and one love against Kilas Echad Yisrael. And if somebody is Mikalei or Nosi, so he's Chayev three Malkiyos. For the love of Masabam Kolisoya, the love of Nikim Miskalei, and for the love of Miskal Chayesh. Now, Adrishenim, when they mention, so the Ramban mentions the love of Miskal Chayesh as the general love for Kilas Echad Yisrael. The Yireim and some other Adrishenim, they mention the love of Nosi Bab Chol Yisrael as the general love for Kilas Echad Yisrael. So according to the Rei, we understand very well as to why Bon Ben Bute said as follows. After Hudes correctly said to Bon Ben Bute, I love Melechu, so Bon Ben Bute said, Rei Le Nosi. True, of course he was not in Nosi, but the love of Nosi Bab Chol Yisrael has reference to every Jew. So, but according to the Rambam, that the love that has reference to Kilas Echad Yisrael is the love of Zichal Cheresh, why did Bon Ben Bute mention Goleil Nosi? The answer is because there is such a love. And that love, the Torah doesn't spell out a love against an ordinary Jew. The Torah spells out the love against the dead person. The Torah spells out the love against the dying, against the Nosi. So we deduce it from the three psukim together. So mele, that means that the love of the Nosi Bam Chol Yisrael is also a source for the Yisrael of Kilas Echad Yisrael. So that's why Rabbi Mute mentioned that love, not that he meant Lohel and Nosi, yes, the Nosi. Of course, yeah, if he doesn't have a Dimelech, how could he have a Nosi? So Goel Nosi he meant like any Echad Yisrael. Uchsi v'Nosi Dam Chol Yisrael. Omalei, so again, he said correctly. Beisim Aisamcho, he is a Roshe. V'haywa Beisim Aisamcho. Omalei, mistapin me. I'm afraid of him. Omalei, like Inish, Diozo. Dileimalei. Damo v'ati asir me. So he deceived the Bon Ben Bute. Omar Eksi, Keif HaShemayim Yerich HaZakeh, Ubal Knofayim Yamidono. Omar Eksi, I know. So then he confessed to Bon Ben Bute, I am Rodes. I am Yidane Vizire Rabonon Kol Ahai, Lo Yehavi Kalkinu. Lo Yehavi Kalkinu. In other words, if I knew that the Chachomim are so cautious, and they don't try to undermine the official authority, I wouldn't have killed the Chachomim. I killed the Chachomim because I felt that they were my enemies. And if I don't kill them, they will kill me. But I see that I made a mistake. So, Hashem might have come to Dauga. Omalei, who cover any Shalelo? So, Rabbi Buddha said, Dirsi, כי נה ימיצו ותראה יריך ויאסי בר שרעו דכסי ונוער יוכל הגוי In other words, he should rebuild the Besamidosh. When the Roman authorities found out, Omle, Imsotato Altiste, Imsotato Altivne, Imsotato Veniso, Ante Bishe, Bosa de Optimis Mauchi, Im Zainel Horacho, Sifrokan, Loirake, Loibarake, Hudes, Ante Klanje, Misan, Mai Rake Mauchuse, Tirsivoneche, Alim Rach, Umoshiachmer, Viboy Seine Mioch, Maikul von Abbach. Alright. Now, so that is the story of words. Now, let's see the cases. Kol Roman Mishash no yasin avdu. Vichin, the Orchid Ameo Mashmuel, the Pirik Asor Yuxen, the Fire Yux, Umikam Kosha, or Pirisha Kuntres, Belu in the morning, the Omar, Omgulay Lakipes, or Hinwa, Because the Chachomim HaMashbiach, the Tanoim HaMashbiach, were praised Agrippus many times. So in Siaches Ksubes, so the Chachomim praised Agrippus with the question, when Agrippus was marching, and then there was a Hosn Bekale marching, so he let them march forwards, and then the Mishnah Seder mentions that Agrippus and Chelameyed and Chalameyet Sukkes and Mitzvah Yishnas Hashvi'is as a Melech, so he read the Torah, that the Mitzvah of Hakir, so Mitzvah Yishnas Hashvi'is, so the Melech has to read the Torah, and Klal Yisrael has to assemble the Mitzvah. So Agrippus was becoming that Mitzvah, and even though Al Pidin, a Melech is allowed to sit because of Kovet Malchus, but Agrippus stood all the time. So the Chachomim praised him and they gave him credit for it. So in other words, the Agrippus that is mentioned in the Mishnah was a very nice person. The Chachomim were Mashabeyachim many times, and the Chazal only say nice things about him. I mean, it's not mentioned that the Chazal should criticize Agrippus. This Agrippus. Now there were two Agrippus. There was Agrippus the first, who was, according to Josephus, who was the grandson of Herodes, the son of Aristobulus the fourth, and Miriam was the granddaughter of Hyrcanus of the Beis Hashanoi. So that was Agrippus the first, and then was Agrippus the second. Agrippus the second was the king at the time of the Bechum Beis Hamikdash. Now, so this story that is mentioned in Mishnah and Seder Seder. So the Mishnah says, "Parshas Amelach Ketzad Mitzoy Yom Tevorishin Shol Chag Bishmini Mitzoy Shvis Eisim Loi Bimo Shalayitz Bazo Vuyeshim Olel Shalom Niket Shiva Shom Yimei Chaz Nakneses Nekul Tzvateirom Nesno Rishakneser Rishakneser Nizgam Vazgam Nesem Kim Godu Vikim Godu Nesno Melech Vyamelech Eimidu Mikabil Vikere Yeshim Agrippus Amelach Omad Vikibeil Vikor Eimidu ושיפחו חכון וכשהגיע לניסוך הרבות עם סולח או נשנוחי so he read so in other words apparently he's a nice person Agrippus but he big London he wasn't because when he read the Torah in the Mitzoy Shnas HaShmite so he found out for the first time the Aloche of Nisuch HaLos Yisrolech or Yishnoch so apparently he didn't know about it so וכשהגיע לניסוך HaLos Yisrolech or Yishnoch נוחי זול בין עוד מויס so he shed tears אומרו לי אל תסיועי אגריפוס אוכינו אב so then the Gemara says so it doesn't say who said אומרו לי שיפרו חכון but it doesn't say who said אוכינו אב it doesn't say of course one is tempted to assume that seems before that the Mishnah says Shipru Chachomim and then it says Omru Mei Al Tisyore Agrippus Ochina Ato that the same Chachomim were Mishabeachim for standing during the Kriya so the same Chachomim told him Ochina I mean one is tempted to say it but the Mishnah doesn't say it maybe other Jews not the Chachomim the Chachomim were Mishabeachim but the Chachomim didn't say to him, Ochinu Ato, Al Tisyori, Ochinu Ato, Achinu Ato, maybe no other Jews who did not have the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chachomim. But the Chachomim didn't say Ochinu Ato. However, the Gemara says, וכשהגיע ומסוך הוא עושה סטונם משמית רב נוסם, ואיס אישון נסחייבו סייל ישראל וקלויו. סייל ישראל is a euphemistic expression. It means It doesn't mean saying the soil, it's a euphemistic expression. In other words, the cloudy soil was Nemesh because of this complimentary remark that was made by certain people to Agrippus when he was shedding tears. So some said, Altisiori, Ochinata, Ochinata. So that was a chet, they were machni. So, Kshechnibul Agrippus. Even though Agrippus was a nice person, but that doesn't mean that to a nice person he can be machni. Because it was against the deen. In other words, he was really not wrong to be melech. And they said, Altisiori, Ochinuato, Ochinuato, you can be melech. But Rashi says, why did they say Ochinuato? After all, he was a descendant of Avodi. He was a grandson of Hudes. Hudes was the son of Antipater. So Antipater and Antipater's wife were Misgayel Shilavius. So how was he wrong to be a Melech? So Rashi says in Seite Sheim in Israel, his mother was Misrael. Now the question is, which Agrippus is the Mishnah referring to? Is it Agrippus the first? It was an Agrippus in Melech, but there are two Agrippus in Melech. Agrippus the first and Agrippus the second. Agrippus the first. So the view of all the modern historians is that the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus the first. I don't mean those who are not but even the historians who were very observant and were loyal to the Masoret also assume that the Mishneh, when it talks of Agrippus, when Gemara in Ksuvos talks of Agrippus, and the Gemara mentions so many wonderful things about Agrippus HaMelech. So it's all in respect to Agrippus the first. Agrippus the first, because Josephus mentions many wonderful things about Agrippus the first. And about Agrippus the second, Josephus mentions that Agrippus the second was a Roman theater dilettante. He loved the Roman theater. Well, I mean, so someone who loved the Roman theater does not seem to present, I mean, the proper qualifications for a nice person. I mean, but he might have been assimilated because of the upbringing he received, but at the same time, he might have possessed good qualities, so that's no raya. But anyway, this is the view of all the modern historians, that when the Mishnah talks of Agrippus, it has reference to Agrippus the first, not Agrippus the second. However, from Rashi it's Mashma, that the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus the second. Because Rashi and the Mishnah says here, Agrippus HaMelech, Melech Yisroel Hoyo, Mizari Shel Hudes, Vihu Shenechav Vissamikdosh Biyom. Vihu Shenechav Vissamikdosh Biyom. So, who lived in the time of the Chum Vissamikdosh? Agrippus the second. Agrippus the first died before the Chum Vissamikdosh. From Vissamikdosh. Now, here we see a machleket between Rashi and Jesus. Rashi says that the reason as to why he was told Ochinuato, from Rashi it appears that the one who told Ochinuato was not Stami Jew. Because if Stami Jew, Rashi doesn't have to explain it. Why did he say Ochinuato Stami Jew? Nachayach, I mean, he can say Ochinuato in order to be Mach. So from Rashi, since Rashi explains it, and he says, as he says, Ochinuato, Sheime mi Yisrael. So in other words, Rashi is explaining it, that the one who said Ochinuato did not speak against the deen. It was in accordance to the deen. So, the Mashmoyish is, that according to Rashi, the same Chachomim who are Mishabeachim for reading the Torah standing, so they told him Ochinuato. They told him Ochinuato. So this is Kashi is, so why were they Nenesh? That's this is Kashi against Rashi. This is in Seite, asks against Rashi, so why does the Gemara say, Beis Ishon Yisrael Hussein Yisrael Kloyo? They were nanish. Why were they nanish? Even we saw that the Morgan Yivomis, that even though there's Aloha Mikara Bokhirotos and Allah Melech, and that's the Aloha in Mom Misimis, even the Mune and Alam Samayim, so a Gea cannot be Nismane, but if he may be Israel, so then he can be Nismane. So why were they Nanish? So they told him the deen. So why were they Nanish? Alright, that's a kasha. So because of that, so Teitzves is Chayrik and Rashi. And Rashi says, and Teitzves says here, Vitzorach Leima, now, וכינו, דוח אל עמר משמעו, וכאשר יוקסו, מכאן כושר פרשקון לבין מורים, דאומר אמרו להגפי פסו חינתו, ופרשקון רסוסום, שאומר יוכינו, מפישו ישראלים מישראל. אם כן, כאילו בני הודס, נוסרים ישראליס, עמי עבדה והושמו לגוף וישראל, וכחובי מהם לבוא ועז ישראל עבד כושר, ואחריס, וצורך לימה, שלא נוסרים ישראליס, וקוראו אוכינו עתו, ופישאבן אוכינו במצטס. So, Teitzves here doesn't mention the kashe of Nischai Busei Yisrael Koyo, but Teitzves in Seite mentioned the kashe. But anyway, Teitzves here says that Imei of Agrippus was not in Israel. So we have a machlekes, whether Imei of Agrippus was in Israel or Imei of Agrippus was not in Israel. According to Rashi, the Imei of Agrippus was in Israel. The Imei of Agrippus, so why? Was Nischai Hussein Yisroel Koyo? I mean, let's understand that. So Rashi himself in Seita explains. So he says, Keicha shel chnufo, de av al gav dihime mi Yisroel, en rogu mi malchus, de evedoyo, vizil em yos. So mi de rai say was rogu mi malchus, akribis. But mi de rabonon, now there is a loche that we cannot be mimane someone, let's say, whose profession until he is Nismane as a Melech, he was a Borsiki, a tanner. Why? Because a tanner, you know, the profession of tannery. So in other words, he's always subjected to a bad odor, one who is engaged in this profession. So the people will not have the proper respect for him. Not that there is anything wrong in becoming a Melech, just because up to the point he's appointed as a Melech, he has been occupied in this kind of profession. It's not true, but midrabonon, so there is a loche that we shouldn't be mimane, someone whose milocho is psuyo on the people, because people will not have respect for him. People will not have respect for him. So Rashi says something similar. The midrabonon, he was not holy malchus, because since he was a descendant of Agodim, so it's Zilem Milsim. A Rome Malchus, David Oyo, Vizilem Milsim. I don't know what the Rashi means that with Rabbonon he was not Rome Malchus, or it was not a proper thing. Rashi says, in Rome Malchus, David Oyo, Vizilem Milsim. In other words, so Rashi is explaining how is it possible that the Chachomim will say, Ochinato, Ochinato, when Alpidini is Koshal Malchus, so he says Alpidini was Koshal Malchus. Al-Pedin was Koshal Malchus, because he made me Yisroel. So why was it a chet for them? The answer is, he was not called Malchus. And perhaps Rashi Shita is that he made Rabbonon is Koshal. But it was not the proper thing to appoint someone who is a descendant of Avodim as a Melech, even though he was a nice person. But the people, human nature being what it is, so the Melech, so the Chachomim knew that the people will not have the proper respect. So maybe it was not the ideal thing, maybe it was just a midas chassidus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu midagdekim tzadikim shechut asaro, so maybe vis-a-vis the Chachmei Yisroel, so the Ribbono Shel Olam was so strict that they were nanish, even though they neglected a midas chassidus. At most the Rabbonon. But I don't know whether according to Rashi, he was possible. Rabbon Rashi says zil b'milse, and then how could the Chachomim, I mean, neglect because of Sholem Malchus? They would neglect and misrepresent the deen. After all, so how can we say true? They said ochinato. So explicitly, they only said that midrais is Koshel Malchus. In other words, you don't come within the psul of mikarev achirotas olachamor. But how did people understand their remark? Ohinato, ohinato. They said it twice. So the, everybody understood their remark as saying, that you are adapted to the Malchus. So how could they misrepresent him, even if it's only possible, Rabbanon? So I suppose that according to Rashi, so Agrippus was kosher in Malchus, even in Rabbanon. But since we find that the Chachamim made takonis, let's say someone whose milocha is tzuyon, so we shouldn't appoint him in Malchus. Some mele mitzav midas chassidus. It was not the ideal thing for him to be a Malch. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midagdik, Tzadik, Yichud Asar, also they want this is Rashi. Teisves says that he was not even in Israel. So why did they say Yochinato? Because an Eved is Mechuyev Mitzves, but he's not all the Malchus. So that means they were even Rabbi Yisrael of Luis Achrivu. I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda says, and that implies an Yisrael of Chlife. What does it mean, Chlife? You can be Chlife to a Tzadik also. Let's say, if somebody is a Tzadik, but let's say, he is not a Kayan, so he cannot get an Aliyah as a Kayan. And because he's an important person, so he gives him as an Aliyah as a Kayan. So he's even allowed of machlif. You don't have to be machlif for Rosho to be able to Yisrael of machlif. You can be machlif with tzaddik also if it's against the deen. So according to Teisves, we have to say, even though Teisves doesn't spell it out, that when the Mishnah says omole, so it's not the same the chachomim omole, other Jews, but the other Jews. Also as to the meaning, I mean the other Jews were plain Jews, so they wouldn't say Ochilato if he's not an Ach in any sense. So he is an Ach, because an Eved is also an Ochiv Mitzvahs. And there is also no Mitzvahs. But the Jews who said to him Ochilato, Ochilato, they certainly did a terrible thing. So according to Teisves, we have to say that other Jews, some Jews said it. Maybe important Jews, but not the Chachmei Yisrael. But Mashiach, according to Rashi, so the Chachmei Yisrael said to him, Ochinato, Ochinato. And that's why we won Enesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midag Lekemen Kechud Asar. Now, if we take notice of Josephus' account of the pedigree of Agrippus the First, Agrippus the Second, so it was Agrippus mother of Yisrael or not? It all depends. Whether the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus the First or the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus the Second. Rashi said that it was him in Israel. But Rashi says in the Mishnah, that it was Agrippus, that it was Agrippus who lived in the time of the Chum Mishamidosh. So obviously, according to Rashi, the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus the Second. Agrippus the Second, who was his mother, Cyprus? Who was Cyprus? She was the daughter of Salapsia, and Salapsia was the daughter of Miriam. So it's all in Israel. It's a me Israel. So Memele, Rashi says, so because Rashi explains the Agrippus, that he was Agrippus the Second, and Agrippus the Second according to Josephus' account. So his mother was Cyprus, and Cyprus was the daughter of Salaspia, and Salaspia was the daughter of Miriam, and Miriam was the daughter of Alexander, was the daughter of Alexandre, and Alexandre was the daughter of Hulkenes. So Mishparas Kehanim. So it was him in Israel. Teisve says here that it was not him in Israel. So apparently Teisve agrees with what all the modern historians say, that the Mishnah is referring not to Agrippus the Second, but Agrippus the First. Now, who was the mother of Agrippus the First? Bernita. So Bernice, she was the daughter of Shlomit. Who was Shlomit? The sister of Herodes. Who was she? She was a Shifre. So that's why Teisves. So we have to say that Teisves Yisraeli Kalashi. And the text is old, that the Agrippus mentioned in the Mishnah in Zeite has reference to Agrippus the first, not Agrippus the second. Now, this is what Tasius says. Here, let's see what Tasius says in Zeite. So then he has the kashi against Rashi. We don't want to move away, man. Imi dinatele, kin dili hoiso mi Yisrael, el mishmizile bi milsek, mishepir she Rashi, she Yisraelu al chnufo muetes kozei yitz ilish kol kokar. That's his kashi. So one of the states is Mubasa say that he was mamish in Eved, like this. He was an Eved, because he according to Tetzis, Agrippus the first, and Agrippus the first, his mother was Benissa, and Benissa was the daughter of Shlomit. Shlomit was a daughter of Antipater, so a sister of Herodes. So he was an Eved. He was an Eved. That's what Tetzis in Mubasa says. But Tetzis in Seder says something else. Tetzis Upirishri. Avrafia Tesis doesn't mention any Rishi. Stop. So it's probably different about Tesis. In Seite, Tesis mentions it in the name of the Rishi. But something else. Upirishri, Avrafia Dioma, Pirakvitsas Huitze, Uferik Achilitz, Rab Mori, the man, the Robe, and Pose, the Bovel, the Gabish Pisinche, the Rabade Barabe, the Moisoyim, and Israel, the Kerabachich of Krimbei. Heide dafke gabin isiyes us chores vaal. Di li nix chores bimot. Di da shinon seit os molecho melech mikerav achicho. Mi diso machmisim es lo mikerav achicho. Shima mino di binu mikerav achicho ktsas. Gein im mi Yisroel. Abo melech choza vishon olo mikerav achicho tos molecho melech. Di kopit kro gabin melech ad she imamish mikerav mimutze miyobi vim mi Yisroel. So he says, "Achnufo shemolav bizriya shalikin teiro." Vihoyulei verzikmika nei shaliyuch bimcheis. Not that they were mechuye to protest. That they were not mechuye to protest because they were not mechuye, you know, to risk their lives. I mean, they didn't have to risk their lives because Agrippus was a nice and ethical person. He wouldn't have killed the Chachamim even if they had told him, "You're not true, you're apostle of course." But they wouldn't have fared well. I mean, it wouldn't have been conducive to their well-being. He wouldn't have killed them. I mean, there is no doubt. Agrippus was a nice person. He was not like Hudas. Hudas was a Mitzayach. But they are not mechuyik to be meiched. Because to be meiched, that's in Mitzvah Asei. And one is not mechuyik. And one is not mechuyik to give up a hin rab in order to be mekayim Mitzvah Asei. So antagonizing the Malchus, that's more than a Himra. So they were not mechuyev to be meiche, but they should have kept quiet. Why did they make this remark? But we have to say, I mean that according to Tesis, so it was not the Chachomim who said Ochinato, but Stamkius, but even the Stamkius were nice Jews. But, so Memele, they were Nenish. ולוי להחזיקי, וזהו אין שחניפו, בדוק דבר עבירה, שמחניף וחבירה מחבס ירוסי מפונו, ונחי ששלמיך עשה קודש ברוך הוא, ואיזה עין שלמה לו, כאילו אין הרי, כאילו אין הרי. All right, so he says, so he, a thesis in Seite, says something different than what thesis says in Vorobasra. Thesis in Vorobasra says that the reason is the why. The reason is why certain Jews told Agrippus, Sochinato, because an Eved is also an Ach. But he's an Ach in the sense of devotion, of Achre, of brotherhood. He's an Ach in that sense. But he was not an Ach in the sense of being all the Malchus. So that was a great Aveva that was committed by the Jews. But so Ochinu Ato means that because Nivshevet Ochinu B'mitzvahs, so it's mashma from this Lyceum Bourbaste that Agrippus, this Agrippus was the nice king, so was really an elite alpine. But she proved Chachomim anyway, so what if he was an elite? But he deserves credit for being nice. But so and who said Ochinato and other Chachomim according to Tesis Yom Bourbaste? Other Jews. But other Jews, they did a big Aveire. So Klal Yisrael was managed for the Aveire of Chnive. Now, but Tesis Yisrael says no. He was Nach. They said Ochinato because Ime was the Yisrael. So Tesis and Seite agrees with Rashi, except that according to Rashi, so in Yiskosham Nato, Limalchus, according to Tesis, even though Agrippus was in Israel, so Yiskosham falls for us in the world, but for Malchus not, because Malchus there is a special halacha that Ovim also has to be in Israel. Others for us, so the Gemara says, if he may be Israel, even though the father is not in Israel, so he's wrong for all the scholars in the world. But the Malchus is possibly the rice. So the Mele, so what he takes is gay, so he's possibly the rice, so we can understand this, why there was such an Enish that over to Klal Israel. Because they were Machli. They were Machli in something that involved the Israel rice. In other words, Agrippus, even though he was in Israel. So we have to say, now, the Rashi Shita is that the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus II, and he was in Israel. Tesis Shita Bo Basra is that the Mishnah is referring to Agrippus I, so he was really in heaven, because the mother of Agrippus I was Bernitza, and she was a daughter of Shlomit, the sister of Hurdes. So she was a Shifre. So it was not in Israel. But Tesis in Seite says that it was in Israel. But Israel Kal Rashi, according to Rashi, he was holy Malchus al Pidin Torah, and Tesis in Seite says that even though he was in Israel, but Ovi was not in Israel. Ovi was from Beis Avodim. So Mele, he was possibly Malchus. So in other words, so Tesis in Seite agrees with Rashi in Seite that the Agrippus in the Mishnah refers to Agrippus the first. Refers to Agrippus the second, I'm sorry. To Agrippus the second. Tesis Yom Bourbaste holds, agrees with the historians that it refers to Agrippus the first. Now, so he says, but Likabe Melech, so it has to be Mikerev Achicho completely. That Ovim also has to be in Israel. Achi Mamesh Mikerev Mimutzo Mi Ovi Umiime Mi Israel. Alright, now. Let's see the Gemara in Kedushin. I'm not going to give such long shiurim, but I want to get through the sugya of Hurdes. So basically, proceed in the Gemara. So there the Gemara in Dushin should go over that Gemara. I can go over the whole Gemara. There's a piece of reality also here involved in that Gemara. But the Gemara Dafayim, it starts Dafayim Medalev, and it continues it into that base, the Ayonam base. So the Gemara says there, Omalei, Hoche. So there was a story about someone who called everybody Avodim. Who called everybody Avodim. He was accustomed to call everyone that he didn't like, he called him Avodim. So Rabbi Yudah was Menadeim. Rabbi Yudah Menadeim. So then it came before Rabbi Nachman. So he called the one who called, who was accustomed to call everybody Evet, and Rabbi Yehuda was nothing, so he summoned Rabbi Yehuda to Edin Torah before Rabbi Nachman. And so Rabbi Nachman summoned Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda said to this person, whom he was minade, kol ha-peisel b'mumei peisel. You call everybody an Evet. That's a slight indication. I mean, it's not a riot, but that's a slight indication that you are yourself an Evet. So that person said, you call me Evet. I am a descendant of Beis Hashinoyim, and you call me Evet. He said to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you are a descendant of Beis Hashinoyim. That's further evidence that you are an Evet. Because Shmuel said, call the Oma. So he says, with the call the Abde, the Asinim Beis Hashinoyim Malke, I'm the biggest Yahsi. Oma Lei, Hoch Oma Shmuel, call the Oma, with Beis Hashinoyim, call Asinim Abde. Abde. Why? Because of the story of Hayi Yenuki. That she committed suicide, and she said, anyone who come and say, I'm the Beis Hashinoyim, so he should know, he is a descendant of Agoli. Descended of Abba. So he says, called Roman Bishashinoi, I'm not Evidu. She called Zari Hova Mordes. The Evidoi, Umola Tachte. We call a Bono of Alshem Bishashinoi. Alshem Bishashinoi. Because Hordes, he had a few children. According to Josephus, so he had only four children from Miriam that were from the Bishashinoi. But he had so many children, he had 10 wives, and he had children through 8 wives. 2 wives he didn't tell any children. So he had so many children. So, but he called everybody, he attributed all the children that he had through the other wives, he also attributed them to Beis Hashinoyim orders. So this is what Rashi said. Ve'eredo yomolach tateyem, v'ikor bonof ha'oshem Beis Hashinoyim. But, so, the question is, so this was raised by Rashi and by all the Rishayim. So, why do we say, Kol Domam Bis Hashminoyaros? I'm not. I ever do, why? Because Hudes, but Hudes was Bis Avodim, but Shmuel himself passes. And there's the Aloch, that Akum David Abbaal Bas Yisrael, Sablat Kosher. So is Mutalovi Mikol. So Mimele, even if all of the Bnei Hudes, of the descendants of Hudes, so Avodim, but if they marry the Bas Yisrael, so Mimele, the blood would not be given of an Eved. Because Akum Eved, Habo Bas Yisrael, Avat Kosher. So that is the question that is raised by all the Shemim. So Rashi here in Rishon also says, Vikor Bonov Al Shem Bes Hashinoi. But maybe they married it to Bas Yisrael. Umistome lav Bnei Yisrael nosi. The Nizomi mehim lahasi Bnei Som la'avodi. V'hava l'kulam avodim. Because it was known that the descendants of Hordes, that all the descendants, that the descendants of Hordes, I mean, Aravodi, and Mele, since Hordes circulated a rumor that his descendants are descendants of Hashinoyim, so it was well known in Klal Yisrael that anyone who says that who traces ancestry to the Beis Hashinoyim might in effect be not a descendant of the Hashinoyim, but a descendant just of Hordes. And spuriously, he traces his origin, his ancestry to Hashmoyim. So, and that was a result of the core of the proclamation that the Yenuke made. So that started to circulate in Klal Yisrael. So the Mele Rashi says that the future generations were very careful. If they heard, if Ibas Yisrael heard that the one that he is trying to marry her, so he traces his ancestry to Hashinoyim, so she would marry him. So the Mele, now the Ramban and the Ritvoim, do she say, it doesn't mean that everyone that claims ancestry, traces his ancestry, his origin, to the Beis Hashmonaim, necessarily must have been a descendant of Avodim through the maternal. Because there were many descendants of Hodes' Mishpoche who married Mes Yisrael. So the Mele who married Mes Yisrael who were descendants of Hashmonaim. This is what the Ramban in Dusha says, and the Ritva in Dusha, and the Tesis Arosh in Dusha. So there were many, but because of the fact that most of the descendants of the Hashmonaim were killed, just a few remained, and this is in line with Josephus' account. So in other words, so just a few remained, so Mele, everyone who allegedly is a descendant of this Hashmonaim is Bisophic, maybe he's an enemy. So it's Isis Avodi. This is how the Ramban explains. Called Yom HaMes Hashinoyan or Eredu, it means not that he's an Eved Vadai. He's a Eved. So he can. Why? Because there are only four descendants of the Hashinoyan who remain, who survived. There's the four children that who they said for Miriam. These, all the other descendants of the Hashinoyan, who this wiped out. But the four children that Hodes had through Miriam, they survived. And at the time when Miriam committed suicide, so then they were very little. But Miriam knew that Hodes would continue claiming Hashmonaim ancestry to all of his descendants, even those who were not descendants of the Hashmonaim. So in order to dispel that spurious rumor that all the descendants of Hodes were descendants of the Hashmonaim, so she made that announcement. And that started to circulate because the Jewish people hated Hodes, everybody hated. So the proclamation she made before she committed suicide, so everyone remembered. And that proclamation was transmitted from generation to generation. So Memele Shmuel says, if anyone is allegedly a descendant of Beis Hashmonaim, then there is a chash that he might be a Levit. A chash. So then he said, so Rashi says, Now this is what the Ramban says. Now the question is, Rishenim raised the question, how does Shmuel himself says, Kol Dom Abis Hashminoi Kwasini. Ever do what Shmuel himself on one hand passes like the Mandoma that Akumbevda Borbas Yisroel Sabat Koshi. And then Shmuel himself says that Amarki Rabde Yotzon Echeus Vinzor Gechicho. So Mele, why does Shmuel say that Kol Dom Abis Hashminoi Kwasini Abdu? But Akumbevda Borbas Yisroel. So it's a blood kosher. But you say they married within the family. So the women they married were also from the base orders. Is in Mishpachas Avodim Mishpachas. But Shmuel himself says that a mafkir avdei is yotz lecheirus v'yitzor gechicho. So he becomes a ger gomor. And it doesn't make any difference whether someone is mafkir avdei or is misyayish avdei. Now, Hodes took away the pose hookers. The post Hukenes and the had him killed. So certainly Hukenes, who was the owner for this, was Misyayish. So mainly according to Shmuel, so if he was Misyayish from David, so the king of Momen is Pokas, the king of Nisan is also Pokas, so he became Ben Chelim. So mainly every descendant of Bishudis should be considered an Israel. So why does Shmuel say that Kol Deom Abishashminoyim Kasine Abdehu Abdehu? So this is in Romes as the Kashi. Daf Memhei Yom Beis. Oh, so Teisus Yivome says the same thing that Teisus says here on Bor Basra, that the aim of the mother of Agrippus was not in Israel, was a Shifra. But Teisus Yivome mentions a certain Rosh that on the surface it appears to be to contradict what Josephus says. He says, Ve'im Rabbi Nishmuel, Yehudes Le'nosa Le'nosa Bas Yisrael She'o Osot Chuvi Ki La'amim Am Ferekamel Bor Basra. What does the Gemara in Bor Basra say? The truth is the Tshuva. The Gemara in Bor Basra only tells us that he had remorse for killing so many Tanoim. So that was the time when he impersonated himself and feigned to be a Jew who is disturbed by the life of Rudis. So then he expressed remorse before the Lord. With the head I know. He doesn't say that the Tshuva and Hodes did not do real Tshuva. Even after that, he killed many, many people. But he did Tshuva for killing the Tanoim. He finally realized that the Tanoim were not his enemies. But do Tshuva, if he did real Tshuva, so the Chachomim would not have been misake that the day of his death, I think it was Zion Kislev, the day of his death, so should be a Yom Tov for all generations. Now we don't celebrate all these Yom Tovim because it's after Chum Samidosh, so because time is but. But the day of that, if he had done real Tshuva, it was not Tshuva, it was the kind of Tshuva that Goyim do many times, you know. They have remorse and then they do the same Aveir all over again. So this is the kind of Tshuva. So on the surface, it appears that Teisus is saying that Agrippus was the son of Rhodes. But that couldn't be. I mean, how could Teisus deny such an established fact? I mean, this is not only, Josephus is not the only source of the fact that Agrippus was not the son of Rhodes, he was a grandson of Rhodes. So, why does Teisus say, Ulikach Nenshu, says that the Rhodes were not so bas Yisrael, she also chuve, kidabimam fer kamil or basre, Ulikach Nenshu, ve'afo pishoyevet, korochimum vishoyachim mimitzes. So, superficially it appears that Teisus is saying that Agrippus was the son of Rhodes, and that the mother of Agrippus was a Shifre, the wife of Rhodes. That's not so. I mean, we don't have to resort to the authenticity of Josephus in order to find out that Agrippus was a grandson, not a son. Everybody knows that. I mean, the Rashbam didn't know that Agrippus was a grandson, not a son. So how does he say, Ve'im Rabbi Nishmuel, Yehudes Le'noso Bas Yisrael Sosechu? And then something else. When he was Yosechu, this kind of Jew. That was after he killed so many Tanoim. By that time, he had been married to 10 wives. He had been married already, and he had already many children, and the children were already grown up. So what effect would be his tshuva now after he had so many children? And the fact is that Agrippus was a grandson of Rhodes, not his son. But even though it's not in line with the plain connotation of the Russian, but I have no other prayer. So when Teisa says the Rhodes were not so Bas Yisrael, he doesn't mean that Rhodes himself didn't marry Bas Yisrael. The fact is, according to Josephus, so Josephus mentions all the 10 wives that Rhodes married, whether they were his wives or he just lived with them, I mean, that we don't know. But with whom he lived as husband and wife. So all the wives of Rhodes were Macy's son. One wife.